Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
KeithandtheGirl.com/marathon guests. This is how you find out what guests will be on our marathon. Also, of course, use the hashtag KATGathon. You'll see what's going on. Do you remember we did during the marathon once? We had an hour where I just complained about guests that have done Keith and the Girl wrong. And we called it the grudge hour. And everybody loved it.
I believe I was sleeping.
Well, that's why Chemda wasn't there to stop me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now we're going to have the grudge 24 hours. The theme of the marathon is fights. The grudge marathon. Be sure to be part of it. Again, to find out about guests, what time, what do you need to know? Where are you at in the world that you need to know what hour is what? KeithandtheGirl.com/marathon guests. Today's guest is from NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and Comedy Central's The Half Hour and John Oliver's stand-up New York show stand-up, Nick Turner.
This country is going to hell.
What do we just sum up real quick? What's going on with Syria?
Well, there was a war.
Right.
But we flew in and fixed that, y'all. You're welcome.
People are upset that Trump didn't get Congress's approval, but that just means he gets things done. Obama wanted to do the same thing.
Well, apparently you don't need approval to miss an airport. You can just go miss an airport, and no one seems to be that upset.
So if you don't hit what you illegally were trying to hit, what crime did you commit?
You know?
Done and done. By the way, today is National Sibling Day, and Chemda put out a post with herself and her two brothers, and she wrote, hashtag National Siblings Day. They walked me down the aisle. They always have my back, even though we don't always agree on everything.
Oh my God, we argue all the time.
They are the only family I grew up with and that I'm still in touch with. I love you, Andrew Warner and Michael Kalila. Then I see somebody named Carvella writes, my son is named after Andrew. I was listening to Keith and the Girl. You said his name, and I thought, wait, this is a great name. Boom.
That's great, because at the age of 20-something, Andrew thought it was a great name, and he decided to name himself that.
Right.
So I'm going to call your son Shuki. And by the way, I wouldn't mind if there was a male Chemda out there. I don't see why people aren't naming their kids after me.
But your brother changed his name. There's one.
That's a different podcast.
Daniel writes, I would love to be in touch with you, Chemda, but it looks like you don't want us in your life.
Whoa.
I miss you and I hope you're doing well. Maybe Facebook can help us get back in touch. Who's this?
This is my cousin.
Crybaby cousin.
Oh,
well,
cousin.
Not
Jeez.
A crybaby.
Get out of here.
I would love to be in touch with right. you, but it looks like you don't want us in your life.
In all fairness, me not talking to my parents.
You don't want them in your life?
Well, first of all, that post was not when. These are the only two people in my family that I grew up with that I'm still in touch with. I was just like, hey, these guys made the cut. Congrats. You know what I mean? And he took it as a sad post. Like, we're trying. And I'm like, how do I write politely that this isn't an invitation? And I feel bad because it's not like necessarily because of this cousin. It's because I don't get along with my parents and the mentality that goes with my whole family that is corroded. Some of the cousins are collateral damage. I have a couple of aunts that are really nice, maybe one. I would like to be in touch with them. Collateral damage.
Man, some cousins have just been to church one too many times.
Chemda writes, okay, see you on National Cousins Day. It's not your day. If I write to somebody happy birthday, and that somebody says to me, oh, I'd like to be in touch too. Well, what the fuck? It's not your birthday.
I'll see you on Acquaintances Day. I'll see you on Almost Made the Cut for the Christmas Card Day.
And I feel bad. Like, you know, he could be listening to this right now. Again, it's...
And you already won.
Another download, right? What are you going to do?
I don't care if all my listeners are disgruntled family members, if there's enough of them.
That's a good bright side to look at. Thank you, Nick.
Well, I'll tell you, Daniel, you sound like a fun guy to hang out with. I don't know why she doesn't. I would love to be in touch with you, but I'm a big shithead, apparently. Oh, you sound like a blast. Let's have lunch.
Boy, you really read between some kind of lines.
I look at before
you look some other posts.
I before it was edited, I checked that. I miss you and hope I hope you're doing well. That's all I can say from Shitsville.
Man, his attitude. What a baby.
Yeah. Maybe Facebook can at least help us because my personality can't.
Do you honestly think there's only that way to look at it?
Yes, there's no other way. I would love to be in touch. So right now, he's the hero.
The interpretation.
I wonder if Keith can read anything and make it sympathetic. Just no matter who it is. 20 years ago
Okay, so first of all, he can't just give us a date.
I just got it.
Okay, he's good at poetry. All right, we get that. Now tell us about freedom. I would love to be in touch. That's what I'm all about. Ask anybody about what I do. I keep in touch. But it looks like you don't want us in your wife. So now you have to beg for us to be friends. Not only can we just be friends, you owe me us an apology. Whoever us is. I miss you. I hope you're doing well. I mean, I'm putting out all the positives. I, the greatest, hope that you, who knows how you're doing, hope you're doing well. God forbid, obviously, I never looked up that you had cancer or a tumor. Obviously, I would have referenced that. Maybe Facebook can help? Because God knows Jesus and the family can't.
Okay, but in all fairness, this actually, him and his wife.
No, like, I'll blame them both.
No, they were like super nice. They tried to friend me on Facebook and I was like, look, you're a little too linked to the family.
Right.
And so I didn't friend them because, and so what happened was I tagged my brothers who are friends with them. And then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to, you know.
But
no,
this is a picture of your brothers.
Yeah.
And you don't have anybody else out there that's a brother of
your
sister. That's the whole family of siblings.
Yes.
And so why is anyone looking at that picture and be like, why am I in that? Because you're my fucking brother.
Okay. So, Hemda, you're saying, I just want you to say this in front of everybody. I never had your back. Okay. Okay.
And I'm just saying.
Good. Bye-bye. Just look, say it to somebody else. I'm not listening.
No one in my family, except for my brothers, have shown like 100% like really do whatever you want. And this guy's probably close to it because, but you know, everyone at some point in my family goes, you should go to Israel. You should have kids. You should have, you know, a husband before I was married. Oh, not that husband, this other husband. Like, so I don't know if he was in that, but he's too close to the people who do that to me. And so,
well, let me speak.
I don't know what to say.
Let me say something on behalf of myself.
I think if you met the right guy.
Yeah. Let me say something on behalf of myself and Daniel. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Okay? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We don't give a shit. Right, Daniel? Buddy? And friended.
No!
Bring your wife along too. I don't mind. She sounds like good people. Because I read this, and here's the way I read it.
No.
I would love to be in touch with you.
So sympathetic.
But it looks like you don't want us in your life. Just let me know. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I can only help so much, as implied.
You've always been my favorite.
I miss you. And I sincerely hope you are doing well.
I grew up with this guy like every, you know, every holiday.
Oh, we remember.
We were together.
We know.
The last holiday I went to was at his father and stepmother's house, who his stepmother, like, possibly is my favorite person with my last name other than my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And she makes the best stuffed cabbage, but I don't want to go there anymore because me and Hennessy have to pretend that we're buddies and I keep putting my hand on his lap and it's not working.
Right. Daniel implies maybe my stuffed cabbage wasn't good enough. Maybe Facebook can help us get in touch. I don't know.
How is this a 15-minute segment?
First, I was hoping Tom from MySpace can help us.
No.
He can't.
You know what? I should call you. I'm going to leave a 20-minute voicemail. There's too much to say.
Anyway, as long as you feel bad, I won't check this again.
Oh,
take
God.
Care. So what do you think he's going to say to the National Cousins Day? Will he get it?
His sister's super nice. Where's the post about
her? Right.
How long do we have? How many shopping days?
Until National Cousins Day? You know what? Nobody pays attention. Ever since President's Day got moved around.
Did it get moved around?
Yeah, they moved Abraham Lincoln with George Washington. Whole thing's a mess.
They got moved neighborhoods. Yeah. Okay. Once Barack Obama moved in, they had to move neighborhoods. Right. I get it.
Like, let's move together.
Well, I'm glad we figured out Syria.
Well, I would love to be in touch.
It's a false flag.
God.
I would love to be in touch, and it is what it is, I suppose. I'll try to go about my day. Love, Daniel.
I do have a family.
I call him Danny.
I have a family member who I absolutely adore. Another favorite one, Collateral Damage. She's the one who helped me write Conjure One, the song that I wrote. By the way, you can pre-order that shit. It's re-releasing on vinyl. So if you're a vinyl person, I was singing on Conjure One. That's a side note.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'll be there later. Yeah.
Right? Thank you. Yeah. So she's the one who helped me write that. Lovely person. Collateral Damage. See you later. Her kids, lovely kids.
Right.
Yeah. But I feel terrible talking to them. Last time I talked to them, they were like 18 and 19 years old. And they were telling me backwards shit. Like, we're not allowed out of the house because, you know, we're girls and, you know, we can't go past this block and we can't be with this thing. And I'm not allowed to get a driver's license because that's, I don't know. That's probably how whores are created. Who the fuck knows? So they're telling me all this stuff. My heart is breaking. A year later, I find out they're engaged to be married. But they weren't allowed out the house.
Right.
So I don't know how to be friends with you people.
Right.
I cannot stand by. I wanted to write them a Facebook message saying, hey, if shit ever gets weird, you have a weird cousin. Right. And give, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
When the ripcord. You know? Yeah. Like if your Middle Eastern life in the middle of fucking Queens, New York gets a little wonky, I might have an answer or two for you, or at least a thought. But I didn't, because I don't want to interfere. You know, the prime directive.
Daniel's writing in and saying, you know, I can be weird too if I have to.
I could put a red streak in my hair if that's what it takes to be friends with you.
What do you need? What do you need us to do?
I got a text message from my mom earlier. It was like a group text, including some numbers I didn't recognize. And it was a picture of a baby. It was a couple pictures of a baby.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this means. I don't know whose baby this is. And then she said its name, which is the name of my grandfather. So I'm like, it's not really narrowing it down.
Right.
That could be anyone's baby. And I was about to group text message everyone, whose baby is this?
Oh, Jesus. That's not the right way to go.
I didn't know anyone was pregnant.
Well.
And then
did you add
my
that?
Girlfriend informed me to not do that. But then I saw in like the background, one of the photos, there was like a plaque, like a, you know, like a hospital little board sign thing right. in her crib.
Ooh,
of what name? Yeah. So I blew it up and then I got the name and realized it was my cousin's wife. Baby. So I assume my cousin was involved. So Merry Christmas goes out to Simon and Terry Mestre and their little baby something.
Your grandfather's name.
Well, oh, yeah. Luis.
When you blow it up, it doesn't Lewis. Get clearer, you know?
Louis? Right. Right.
Louis? Louis?
I don't know. I've never met him. My grandfather.
No. We got enough to worry about what's going on. You know,
yeah, I mean? It's actually a tragic story, but I don't want to get into it.
You gotta worry about family members despising you. You gotta worry about knowing the right baby to a family you've never heard from. Syria. There was a elementary school shooting in San Bernardino of all places. Look, take a step, one step at a time. Solve your, for example.
Was there a new school shooting?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just today.
I mean,
uncool.
That's how
you take in information. Right, yes. Cool, I learned something.
Right.
No, I'm just a fan of schools.
In general.
And just as a fan of schools, you know, I like to see them in the news. It's tragic when it's negative.
Right. It's tragic when it's negative. So this is what I'm saying.
We're really clearing things up today.
Okay.
So, I don't like it.
Right. You're not a fan.
I've thought about it.
So folks,
we can make this the poll.
Focus on one thing at a time. For example, I use Harry's razors and I love them. And I'm telling you this because it's one less thing to worry about. What are you going to do? Go into a store, pay $5,000 for razor blades after you get them to open the grate, even though you're a 42-year-old man? It's embarrassing, it's ridiculous, and it's time-consuming, and quite frankly, it's economically stupid. So here's what you do. You go to Harry's, HARRYS.com, and you're going to get all the stuff you're going to get. I'm looking at it right now. I can't believe this is real, but I got to take their word for it.
Well, I noticed you timed your delivery for the day before your wife gets back
home.
That's
right.
Because you know you got to clean up.
She didn't know I was a heathen. Thank you, Harry's. Harry's is so confident that you will love their blades. They're giving you their trial set for free. Just cover $3 shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic handle. That's top of the line. You can Google it, I suppose. 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. That's a $13 value for you to try. First of all, it's a $6,000 value. They're just so inexpensive, it's a $13 value. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer, a $13 value for free. Just cover shipping. $3 for shipping.
That's crazy.
Get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5-blade cartridge, whatever that other word I said, and shave gel. Go to harrys.com/KATG right now. That's it. harrys.com/KATG. Okay. We're all trying to be our better selves. I see Nick Turner. He's going to...
I'm sorry. I was in the bathroom for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that?
Ergonomical handle.
That's all I need to know.
Nick Turner wrote on Twitter, my fitness goal. So everybody's trying to be their better selves, right? My fitness goal is to be fat enough that people will stop telling me I'm not fat.
Yeah, there you go.
How's the gym working out?
How did that do?
You have 4 retweets and 16 hearts.
That's pretty good.
16 hearts?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I feel like, okay. It might not have been my best work, but it is the only tweet in the room, as far as I know, that has been blown up on a piece of paper. There may be more. I don't know. I'm suspicious.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, our next upgrade will be a screen where your Twitter just pops up on a big screen.
What was your question again?
How is the gym going?
Oh, great question.
Thank you.
I have been going to the gym almost every day for like the past couple of months, outside of 2 weeks where I went to LA and ate everything.
Right. Wait, so in 2 weeks out of a month?
2 months.
Okay.
A little over 2 months.
Okay.
A little under. Okay.
So it's not even months.
It's about 2 months.
Okay.
Okay, minus 2 weeks.
Right.
Which leaves us with about 17 weeks. I've been going almost every day, and I'm running like a 5K.
Okay.
There at the gym.
That's a lot.
I've been doing good. And then I ran into a little bit of a problem yesterday.
How so?
I finished my workout, and this is after I did the 5K. I went and did 2 miles on the elliptical.
Whoa.
Wait,
so
what?
I'm jacked up.
Yeah.
Wait, so what'd you do 5K on?
Treadmill.
Then you added more? It's the same thing. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, I just like mixing it up.
Right.
You get your arms working. You swinging your arms.
Yes. True. And you're trying to be fat enough for this thing to happen.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I'm just trying to get fat.
Yeah.
The best way I know is to eat on a treadmill because it really works it into the crevices. Now, I finish this. I'm feeling good. Got that runner's high, the elliptical high.
Nice.
And I went to the bathroom. There's 2 toilets mm-hmm. in the men's. In the locker room.
That's
one of them? Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it, people. This is not a good gym. This is Crunch Fitness in Greenpoint. Crunch.
That's expensive.
It is not expensive.
Oh.
Guess how much for the year? We'll go around the table.
Okay, because the last I heard, Crunch was like $100 a month. No, huh?
No, you're thinking of Equinox.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Crunch, let's see. You're very proud of this.
Actually, you know what? That probably The Rock is about that.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Equinox is more, but Crunch is $166 for the year.
That's great.
It's real cheap hellhole. Now, I'm done with my workout, feeling diesel, got jacked. I get down there. One of the toilets is just exploded diarrhea everywhere on the wall. I mean, it happened.
How?
Some guy just, it's like, I think there's certain machines that relax your sphincter to the point where you can no longer control.
Time out just for a second.
That's not accurate. But what?
I have seen poop so outside the toilet. It is on the walls and things like that. Yeah. It looked deliberate. It felt deliberate.
Yeah.
Does this happen on accident to people, or is it always has that ever happened to you? Explosive diarrhea where you can't even contain it in a bowl where you get to sit.
Yeah, no, I've had it happen. I'm not at my own house. I have been in like a situation where I got the bug.
Yeah.
And I missed a little bit. But it never goes up. Like, I don't get over it.
Yes.
You know, that's, how'd that happen?
Right. That's a story.
Or maybe, you know, someone wanted to be clean and was squatting.
But how do you squat up?
Well, I mean,
you're down dogging.
They stand on the toilet. I mean, you know, squat, if it's like, if they're worried about like, I don't know, some.
We'll have to interview that guy. So you see that.
Yeah. I don't know which guy it was. But then on the next one, there's the next toilet. The seat is broken off and it's like kind of resting there and there's urine everywhere. And so I see that. And then I go upstairs to say something. Mm-hmm. And I find a guy at the desk. And I said, hey, in the men's locker room. And he said, yeah, we already know. Okay. Cutting me off, we already know. And then I said, okay, because no one's moving.
Right.
I walked straight from there. I didn't see anybody on the way with a bucket and a mop. and I said, okay, well, that's interesting. Like, are they going to do it now?
Like, right. What do we do like, now?
This is happening now.
Yeah.
And he said, who's supposed to do it?
To you?
To me. And I said, I don't know. I'm not equipped to handle this. I don't work here.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I told him I didn't work here.
Okay.
And
it's good to be informative.
And he's like laughing. And there's another guy working there. He's laughing. And it seems comical to everyone. And then you're like, he's asking me who's supposed to do it. No. Who the fuck is supposed to? I mean, like, you might as well have just punched me in the face. How fuck? What does that mean? You were, this is, okay. I guarantee you don't own this place. So then I like start, you know, yelling at him. And there's just.
Do you think for a second somebody saw the shit, went to the second one, and then said, hey, there's a problem in there. And they go, who's supposed to do it? And they go, fuck you. And then pissed all over the second one?
No, I don't think anyone would ever complain if there's one open.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I think, oh, who cares? That's right. The next guy's problem.
Right.
So wait, did you actually start yelling at them? I cannot picture you yelling at people.
No, it got bad because this guy, like, he didn't, you know, I mean, it took a while. It escalated, but it's.
How bad?
Oh, I mean, it got bad. And then like some old guy got involved. It was like some old school threatening, you know, at one point, which is like hilarious.
To who?
To me. Like, there was this old guy who, like, his brother owns the joint or something. And it's just, like, hilarious because we're at their place of business. And it's like, wait, why are you threatening me physically? I have a membership here and there's shit everywhere. And how suddenly I'm like, oh, and he keeps asking me my name. Like, he's going to get me in trouble. I'm like, you're asking my name? Like, who, what? How did that come to you this quickly that you're asking my name like you're threatening me?
Right.
There's shit. You're doing a terrible job. You work here. I don't work here. What do I care?
Also, you have my picture. You can go through the last hour if you need to.
Yeah, I don't. Although, you know, it's like one of these places where there's like, it was Saturday or this was Saturday. It was 2 days ago. And so
prime
in the middle
time.
Of the day. So there's like a million people. And it's like, that would have been really annoying for him to like go look through.
But when you believe in something.
Yeah. So eventually and then there was this chick who was standing, you know, there, who worked there, who came up to me like 4 minutes into this. And she's like, I'm sorry. You know, it's like, we have a problem. We're getting someone to fix it. It's like, is there anything else I can help you with? And I'm like, this is
my only problem.
Very cute that you're doing this at this point. Mm-hmm. While, you know, after, you know, like, there's been this whole explosion with this other guy who works here who's just like laughing, you know, this fucking prick. You know, I'm just like staring in his eyes. And I'm like, you're still. I went to go get my jacket and I came back and like talked to him more reasonably. And he was like still smiling at me. And I was like, you have to stop smiling at me while we talk about this or I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Did you say that?
Yes.
What did he say?
And he just like keeps smiling. And I'm like, how am I supposed to fucking talk to you? Like, you are driving me absolutely bonkers. But he just like didn't care. And he's like, I mean, why should he? You know, how much does that guy? That guy makes $8. That guy has a terrible job. He doesn't care. Try to fire me. No one will do it.
Are you going to the gym again?
Of course I am. I have a membership.
Have you been since?
No. I actually, well, today was like 70 degrees and I ran outside. Because I really only joined it to run in the weather. I'm 100% going back. I have a membership. Okay. I can do whatever I want.
Are you going to, did you plan on?
There's no way I'm going to like go there and it's like something's going to happen. And like so many people work. There's like every time I go in there, there's different people. It's hard to even recognize anybody. And I've never seen this guy before. I don't know.
Do you think you'll deliberately shit in the toilet stall when it's your turn? Are you above that?
You see that? I mean, who's that going to pay back? Just my fellow Americans.
Wait, were you still at this point yelling and holding poop in?
Oh, I didn't. Here's the twist. I didn't even need to take a shit.
Oh, my God.
I just went in there to grab toilet paper to blow my nose. And it's like, holy shit, this is disgusting. And then this, and I'm like, I'm just the guy who gets incensed. Like, how is this happening? Right. This needs to stop.
To me, it's happening because the employees don't have to use that bathroom. Because if they did, they'd be shit out of luck.
And there's like a handicap bathroom you can use. Which I was encouraged to use at some point. I was like, how is this? You know, it's like, that's not a solution.
Well, who knows what's going on in there too? I've heard, Nick, that you've slammed your hand on a cab before out of anger.
That's accurate. There are many cabs.
Okay, so
I don't know the real Nick.
You are a confrontational person.
100%.
Okay. Why do you slam on cabs? Because they don't stop at the crosswalk?
I mean, do you know about cabs?
I've slammed.
They're liberal with
driving.
Yes, the rules of the road.
I've slammed on a car like thinking, you know, because you're just outraged. You're just outraged and someone's in your way and you can't have it at all. And so I slammed on a car, whether it's a taxi or someone else's car or whatever. And then after I calm down, I'm just like, why in these moments of heat do I think that I know how to fight?
I
have never been in a physical fight outside of like, you know, kid stuff, you know, and these are grown adults with cars that can run me over. And I'm like, what do you think you're doing? I'm a New Yorker.
Well, I think, you know, as a woman, you're much less likely to face physical harm.
True.
From a cab driver.
Yes.
But yeah, and I don't care because I'm a giant man. And
Nick's saying, as a man who people can't tell if I'm big or fat or what.
Yeah, they don't know how I'm at the gym every day. And they're not going to risk it.
No one confronts you back?
I mean, a couple of times out of some. Yeah, I'll run away.
Really?
Yeah, but no, it's funny because a lot of times, you know, like here's what happens. Someone tries to run me over. It's something, you know, just some narrow miss. And then I will slam, you know, hit the car or whatever. And then they drive a little bit. They slam on the brakes and then get out. They'll get out.
And how do you feel at that moment?
Stand up out of the car.
Yeah.
Idle in the middle of the road. I feel the most empowered of any moment in my life. It's the best. It's like, it really is just the cream. I imagine that's what heaven is. That moment where some guy gets out of the car and then I just like in my head, I'm thinking, you're gonna leave your car to come fight me? I doubt it. No one ever has.
And then Nick's
no one ever will.
Nick's smiling like that asshole in the gym.
Yeah. Just like, you know, come on over. Come on over, asshole. I would love it. Leave your car. You got nothing. It's amazing. And no one ever does. And I say bye. Bye.
Here's another tweet from Nick. Saw a man masturbating on the subway, and it was horrible. But I must admit that he became president in that moment. Mm-hmm. Did you indeed see a man masturbating on the subway? Were you impressed? Like, wow, this really does happen.
That's maybe, you know, not about a specific one, but, you know, okay. I've been here 15 years. It's not one guy I've seen masturbate on the subway.
I don't know if I've seen.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it on the subway. I've also seen, my favorite was, you know how sometimes you can get the seat where it's like you're directly across from a door.
you know, because they stagger the doors. And so one day, you know, I'm sitting on that and the doors open and it's like perfectly framed. Just a guy, homeless guy, just like, you know, if Wes Anderson had placed him there. And I was like, hey, that's good stuff.
So he's just on the platform jerking
just
off.
Like, yeah, just like, looking at him. You got me.
I've seen it. I haven't seen it in a while. And in my mind, I'm like, I really, really want to yell and point at this guy, at the next guy.
Well, he's as disappointed as I am when the doors open. Be like, oh, I got this guy.
You don't know that. Did you see the disappointment on his face?
No.
Okay. You thought
it was
dick.
No disappointment on that guy's face.
Now, do you laugh in spite of yourself? Do you give him a nod?
I don't think I let him know I'm having fun with it.
Okay.
I think that's just a quick turn away.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope next time I point him out. But I don't know what the reaction is going to be. Is that helping him? You know what I mean? Like, I see you, motherfucker.
Right, right. He's like, I don't live in a house. He's like, mice crawl on my face night.
But I saw a guy who I believe lives in a house. I saw a guy, there's an attaché case covering his lap. And I'm like, there was something, like, he was covering it. And I was like, there was something weird about the way he's, like, sitting in, like, the positioning of himself. It didn't seem natural. And I looked down just below it, and he's slowly, like, he wants to do it undercover, and he's slowly doing it very, and then I'm looking around, I'm like, God damn it, there's only like 3-4 women around him, and he's like surrounded by material, and I just want to yell, I just want to stand up and go, I fucking see you, but instead I ignore it because I don't want to deal with it, and then I'm disappointed with myself later because I'm like, why did I just sit there?
I saw, did you see that video? There was like a video last year of a woman just going off at a guy. He's like, that guy's masturbating. That guy's like,
stand up.
And it's just like the whole crowd. And then he gets off at the next stop because she demands that he does.
It's
pretty amazing.
Somebody caught me. They started videotaping it. I'm like, and this is our comedy skit that we're all in on.
No pants.
Imagine if this really happened and this was a real penis, which it isn't, of course.
My husband caught someone. He was in the park. This was like about 10 years ago. He was in the park and with his girlfriend. And there was a guy, I think...
This cousin? Are you friends with this cousin?
Yes. There was a guy masturbating like in plain sight enough, you know, and it's in Central Park. So there's like a bunch of people. I think it was on the weekend. So there's kids around also, and who knows what he's looking at. And he ended up going and testifying against this guy. And he had to be like, no, he was, well, are you sure he was? Yes, he had his dick in his hand, like shit like that, you know. But he followed through.
Wow.
I was impressed.
That's cool.
Yeah, he got the cops.
That takes a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the free time.
To even just like go to court.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, just jerk back.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Make it a competition. Oh, is that all you got? Asshole? Watch this. And just follow him around for an hour.
For an hour? Good for you.
Well, for that, you make time.
Going to court is longer, so I think you have it.
You gotta take the whole day off of work.
Nick Turner wrote that he's a new show idea. It's like the roast battle, but it's just you. And you can talk about whatever you want to, and everyone has a great time, including the comedian.
Yeah. It sounds nice, right?
Is it weird this generation? Like they have to just yell at each other and put each other down.
Yeah, I think
back in our day,
so.
Nick. Yeah,
right,
it's one person,
back
one
in
mic.
The late aughts.
Uh-huh.
2009.
And now you gotta do it naked. You gotta spit on somebody.
I saw an advertisement for a show where the audience is given Nerf stuff. Mm-hmm. And encouraged to throw at the audience.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Andrea Allen was in that. I got to see her. She won. I threw a lot of shit at her.
You didn't put it on.
And our new intern was on that very same show, Han Cowger.
How was it?
It's interesting. Yeah. It's the way things
it's
are
torture.
Done.
That's I'll tell you what. I was turned off by it.
She practiced in front of me and said, throw stuff at me while I talk. It felt weird, but it's how they get comfortable.
It's harsh. Right. There's See You in Hell, a show I've done many times. That's just a torture show.
What's that one? I've seen that. I haven't been to it yet.
They set you on fire.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, well, you have to like, you pick from a hat of various tortures, and they'll be like Guantanamo, where you're tied to a chair and blindfolded for your set. And there'll be, last one I did was a rap water battle where just like certain points, a beat drops and you have to start rapping. I did one where I had two cans of string cheese tied to my hands or taped to my hands and I had to eat string cheese between jokes.
Can you explain? He has to explain this to his dietitian. Look, I'm doing my best. I'm writing down the calories.
I did great all week except for Sunday night. Wait, I had to eat 8 pies.
What was the point of the cheese one? Like, did everyone have a cheese thing, or did everyone have like one person had whipped cream, one person had cheese?
I think they were just laughing at me.
Yeah, no, I think it's just because that's the grossest thing is a can of cheese.
How far ahead of time did you know that you'd have cheese on your hands?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's, you find out like when you go on stage. It starts off with you have to do a mandatory impression.
What was yours?
And then, oh, I don't know. Who could know? There's a bunch. If prompted, I always do Bill Cosby or Ray Romano. And here's the thing. I have a terrible Ray Romano. And no one agrees that it sounds anything like him. But in my head, it's absolutely perfect.
Let's hear it. We have had... Oh, that's good.
Deborah, why? Robert. And so that's perfect. That's
great. Let's hear the Bill Cosby.
But, shit. I should never have started telling this story because, I mean, how else would it end?
Right.
Oh, those two impressions? Well, I have no follow-ups. Back to the news. Rudy, you see, it's me, Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Ball. All
right, and now we throw things at you.
Yes. It's terrible. I mean, but, you know, that's the, and that is the direction that I'm going with my stand-up now. Now it's more...
Do you enjoy doing these weird shows, or you just have, that's the way things are now and you have to?
No, some shows are weird. Well, at least that show is like, you know, it's, you can get into a rhythm with the stand up and it's not entirely something different. But sometimes I enjoy the fact that like, I don't need to do any prep.
Okay.
Because someone's just got some show where they're like, hey, I did a show where it's just like, hey, we're doing trivia. And then he's, before I went up, he's like, but make it funny. We're like, the show is what? And then we did trivia, and then they were like, the questions were insane, and then we all got every, it was like a panel of three comics, we all got every question wrong, and this, I just didn't know how it was fun for me,
right?
Like, why would I like this?
Well, Nick Turner will be at my stand-up show, the yearly stand-up show, April 15th.
Ooh, I like that.
And he will be there, and we're going to, we have a bucket of pig's blood. And, well, let's just wait. It'll be a surprise. It'll be a surprise. But I'm very, very excited. Nick, of course, is excellent. Nick Turner wrote, United.
How many do you have?
This is the last one. United Airlines, I think you're great. Mm-hmm. My frequent flyer number is blah, blah, blah. If you got any extra miles to throw around, sorry for the haters. I love you. Miles, please.
Did it work?
No, but I might have ruined it with my... I replied to my own with an update that I had been arrested. So I think that might have turned them off. Also, I think their Twitter might be overwhelmed today.
Right. So United Airlines came on board. And said,
well, they overbooked their planes, as a lot of people do for some reason. And what they do when people show up is, it's not the last person who booked the flight is out. It's just who wants to get off the flight. And then they take some volunteers and then they force some people off. And
they offer them incentives.
Sure. But it's still, to me, it's still you're taking volunteers, period, end of story. You did this to you. Mm-hmm. And so then they mandated someone get off. And when he didn't want to get up, two cops dragged him down the aisle and out while people are filming it.
Also, he was knocked out.
We have United employees, they say, at first, that need to fly to Louisville tonight. The flight's not leaving until four people get off. So already...
They offered everybody $400 in travel money. Or, you know, United bucks.
And then they had the attitude...
United bucks with an X.
Right. If you're not leaving...
And then they...
We're not going
They got
anywhere.
No one, so they... Then they did... It was 800.
Right.
Was it really?
And then no one did 800.
Well, because maybe somebody has somewhere to go.
Yeah, but you know what people would have done? 1,200.
Right.
Maybe you try 1,200.
Before you knock someone out?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So the airline said, all right, you're not going to pick. I'm going to pick. And so they went to a young couple. The couple begrudgingly got up and left.
Oh, I want to. Do you know the nationality of that couple?
I do not know.
Me either. But just I, yeah, just because this guy's Chinese.
Then they said to an older man who refused.
I wouldn't have gotten up. Would you? I mean, most likely I'm on an airplane because like there's a time sensitive thing.
I don't know if you heard my earlier story, but I would be losing my fucking mind.
Yeah, the airport is definitely a place to lose your mind easily.
Nope, I'm not getting off the flight. I'm a doctor and I have to see patients tomorrow morning. Secondly, it seems all the time you guys need doctors on your flights. You're welcome. The man became angry as the manager persisted, eventually yelling. The doctor says, he said more or less, I'm being selected because I'm Chinese. So I'm curious what he said. Police officer boarded, then a second and a third. So you can see this on the video. They're all in their gear. Bridges then began recording a passenger, as did another passenger, as the officers leaned over the man and punched him.
And dragged him out. Where did this punch come from?
So you see on the video, you see it. It's very clear, at least the dragging out anyway. You hear the scuffle, you hear him yelling. And they just drag them down the aisle.
Because these are like Chicago Aviation Police. And if you give any resistance to a police officer, I don't know if you've seen a video or two.
Right.
But they don't like it. And they will, if you resist even a little bit to any cop in the history of cop, they will just stop at nothing to subdue you immediately.
I knew there was a reason people were walking down the streets where the cars are supposed to be.
So he's saying, all right, come with me. Guy says no.
He's leaning over another person.
Come on. Drags him out. He's now unconscious. His glasses are askew on his face as his shirt is up, showing his belly. But they couldn't even take the glasses, or at least fix the glasses, if you know people are videotaping. It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, and this is, you know, people are like, well, are the cops supposed to care about that? Yes. Yes, people have to care, but no, because it's like, well, he didn't do what he's resisting, and so what's the difference if his belly's showing? Don't act like it's not a thing.
Here's the thing. He's not a criminal.
Right. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
Good work. Way to go.
And then the guys,
And it's such a long aisle, too.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the police.
Dress. How much more of this story do you have on here?
By the way, even if he was a criminal, you can take his glasses off. You know, he's not using them. You punched him in the face.
Right. One of the officers quickly reached across two empty seats, snatched the man, pulled him into the aisle. My God, somebody yelled. He goes limp after hitting the floor. His glasses nearly knocked off his face. The man clutches his cell phone as one of the officers pull him by both arms down the aisle and off the plane. Well, he was unconscious. They were not popular among the passengers, says this article. Yeah, no kidding. People were saying you should be ashamed to work at this company. Well, picture then they were saying this to the flight attendants that did come on. So then after that, they
came on the plane and sat in that guy's seat.
So 13, 14, 15, 15A. This is me.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm John. I work for the airline.
Who did?
Can I just like...
The seat, they needed four seats so people who worked for the airline could take them. So then once that man was dragged off, they took the seats. And then people are just sitting next to like cop came and punched the guy next to him. And now there's a guy who works for the airline. And they're like, fuck you, buddy.
I'm just going to move this bag over if you guys don't mind. Just slide this in real quick.
Whoa.
Hey, do you mind if I use this armrest? You do?
I'm just waiting for the bathroom. Are you in line?
And what a long flight that is for everybody.
So he came back. He runs back in.
Yeah. So the guy. He runs back in. His clothes still fucked up.
The Chinese guy.
Yeah. He runs to the back of the plane. He says, I have to go home. I have to go home. The witness says he was kind of dazed and confused. He recalled a group of high school students leaving the plane and discussed at that point their adult escort explaining to other passengers they don't need to see this anymore. Wow. The airline eventually cleared everyone from the plane and they did not let them back on until the man was removed a second time in a stretcher.
What?
No witnesses.
Right.
Oh, shit.
it.
Can you imagine? Now, here's the lesson.
What? This is like so much more terrible than I even knew.
So Pepsi puts out an ad.
How do you, as a flight attendant, how are you like, would you like alcohol? Like,
well, it's like if somebody refuses to leave, you obviously, you have to deplane, right? You don't just, well, then I'll punch him in the face right. and drag him off. Duh. Protocol.
I mean, there's what? It looked like three cops were in that video. Now, every one of them were cool with it. When right. I was a waiter and I would pee in people's drinks, I couldn't tell somebody. It was a secret I had to keep to myself.
You had to wait until you had a podcast.
Right. It's like if a guy says he is a doctor and he has patients, you should move on to the next guy on the list.
Right. There's a
loser on
board.
Seems like a really good reason to go somewhere.
Move on. Just move on, period.
Well, you don't understand.
You overbooked the price, the flight, and you don't get to put your own people on it. You just don't.
You understand, we got some baggage handlers who need a ride to Louisville.
Imagine if the guy was wearing leggings. He would have been shot.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If they offered $1 million to the passenger, it would have been better for the company.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about being overbooked for a while. That's what I think.
Man, if they had just added a little more money in United Bucks.
And then United says, flight 3411 from Chicago to Louisville was overbooked. After our team looked for volunteers, one customer refused to leave. Send. You put your name on that.
Why do you even Twitter that?
Did they delete that?
I don't know if they deleted
they
it.
They had to
delete
it.
But it's been retweeted enough.
Yeah, nothing could be deleted.
Yeah.
I joined the conversation.
We have the right to refuse service. Oh, send. Kemda tweeted out, yeah.
And another thing.
Overbooking your flights is your problem and shouldn't end in violence. How did this happen? And why are you so flippant about it? And what'd they say, Kemda?
Oh, I haven't heard yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought they would answer why are they so flippant. Maybe somebody didn't ask them the right question yet.
I complained to Delta and got some free miles a couple weeks ago.
What'd you complain about?
I flew to LA and on my flight, my monitor, my TV was broken. Like I couldn't go back from something. So if I like picked something, I had to restart my computer to pick something else.
Right.
And so I had them restart it twice and then I just gave up. Also my headrest was broken. And my outlet was broken, and my tray table was broken.
How much points do you get for that?
10,000. That's how many miles you get.
Okay.
You know what? If this was happening in my flight, I would stand up and do something, not necessarily to be a hero, but to hopefully take an elbow and be part of this lawsuit that's inevitable.
Oh, see, I wondered how much, because there were people who, they were all sitting down. They were like, hey, what's going on? I think there's like, you're so scared about what happened, you could just be punched in the face that it's like scary enough to say.
Oh, but I would love it. I would take it. I
would get up.
I see a guy get punched in the face and dragged, and I see at least one person has taken a videotape. I would not be scared. And then I do get punched, even better.
I guess you can probably take a punch better than I can.
I'd say, hey, sorry I'm late. You'll find out why in the news.
Does a punch not hurt that much? That sounds so scary to me.
I mean, he gets to sue United. He gets to sue the police department.
Yeah. So that's lucky. So much
fun. It's
going to
be good. It's going to be good. I mean, what is more fun?
I mean, you're going to have the lawyers calling you up, you know?
Yeah, I think in this case because it
oh, yeah, he's up, getting calls from Celino and Barnes on this one.
All those shady places are going to work together. They're going to be the new dream team. 50 people. All the have them call me. My number's 888-800-888-888.
My number's sevens.
That's a taxi service and you know it.
Not nationally.
Listen to this. Chuck Berry, he was laid to rest with his sweet guitar. Hundreds of fans lined up before dawn on Sunday to pay the last respects to rock and roll legend Chuck Berry.
Honestly, thought he was dead.
Why did it take so long for him to get laid
dead?
To rest?
He is dead, kinda.
But this happened weeks ago.
This is how funerals work. It wasn't too long.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm caught up now. I knew this sounded familiar.
They bolted his guitar to the head part, so it would have been funny if that fell down and smacked him.
Ew, really? Did they do that?
No.
No. It could happen.
Yeah, they did that. Why would I make that up?
You make up a lot of weird shit.
How crazy is that?
You are crazy.
I was going to use that joke.
On the inside or the outside?
On the inside.
Oh, so he could play.
So he can play in heaven.
I see. Because when you close it, it puts right in his hands.
This person says, I've always wanted to see him in person. Fan Diane, 53 years old, but this is the only chance I got.
Ew, that's creepy. You still didn't see him in person.
He looks real good, she says.
Ew, even creepier.
Yeah. I heard that he took video of women in bathrooms without their knowledge.
And yeah, but he didn't post them.
And he settled for, he made videotapes of them. And he sold, he paid $1 million to 59 women that sued him. But I just wanted to see him. He was so good.
To all of them?
Yeah.
That's like
$1 million total.
The cutest settlement I've ever heard.
Right. I know that, he transferred underage girls across state lines for sex, including a 14-year-old. But he was so good at Rollover Beethoven, I had to see him.
First inductee, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You cannot do enough weird shit to not be cool.
Yeah, he was about to be elected president.
He was decked out in a white suit.
A little too early.
A white suit. They should put yellow stains on it, right? But I guess he did the pissing. The Rolling Stones sent a guitar-shaped flower arrangement. They were okay with it also.
Well, they
it's a different department.
They stole all of his music.
Right.
They felt bad.
Anyone who plays rock and roll, said Paul Schaefer, was inspired by him. And anyone that pisses in women's throats, view him as a god. That's a nice little speech.
I'm glad, Keith, that you remind me of these things. I feel like, you know, for decades, we hear a name synonymous with like wonderness and happiness. And like then this uncovers and I feel like we still, I at least still forget. I forget. I'm just like, how could someone be that big a monster? And I forget. And I think that's why it took us so long to accept that Cosby did what he did.
Right. Well, Cosby just needs to die to make things okay. I mean, everybody's fine with Michael Jackson again.
Right.
Just do yourself the favor.
You know what I say? If he murders Trump, then he could get his respect back.
You know
what?
That's
the only way.
That is the only way. Yeah.
You know, because it'd be awful, but murder's bad. Right. I remember we were recording this. I can't tell you what's so
funny. What do you think it would sound like if Bill Cosby was telling Ray Romano that he's going to kill Trump?
How would it affect Bill Cosby's voice to be talking about somebody else and to somebody?
Right. Well, let's find out.
I think if they had a baby, I think it would sound a little like Blizzard. And it was obviously dying.
Like they're gargling cum.
Yeah, three men can't make a baby, no matter what Hollywood tells you.
Here's a story about a man named John Flatto. He's 66 years old. He was at a casino and he was playing a $50 a spin one armed bandit. So each turn is $50.
That's insane for a pulley thing. What are those things called?
Yeah, if you got that kind of money, learn how to play a game.
Any game.
Learn craps, man. Go have some fun.
At one point, he asked his friend, Marina Navarro, to push the button for luck. And she was the charm because the machine's bells and whistles went off, and he won $100,000. Except the rules are, whoever presses the button or pulls that one arm, they're the one that played.
Yeah, that's why Stephanie Tanner won that money.
So she takes the $100,000 and says, you know what? I'm going to go to my car. And actually, security, please keep an eye on this guy.
No.
Because he thinks it's his.
What a piece of shit.
And she leaves with the money.
How do you live with yourself? What do you think $100,000 is?
And by the way, they show pictures in the paper of these two people. He just has a pissed off look on his face. She has a glass of wine.
Oh my gosh, that's her.
With the city behind her, like, cheers. I'm a piece of shit.
In all fairness, though, that's probably not like a submission from them. They probably just took that picture.
Also, in all fairness, that guy does look like he jerks off to Breitbart.
Right.
Those two are best friends.
Weeks later, she texted him, still hate me?
No.
How dare you?
And he said, how could you do that to me? And she
said, good question.
Well, let's end this fucking conversation. You're still bitter.
Whoa.
If you think, think about $100,000. Obviously, she doesn't care about his friendship, but $100,000. You now have to pay tax on that. So a lot of it goes away, especially since it was gambling. Then
the price, he has to pay the tax because it was his money.
You know, yeah, here's right. what this article doesn't say. Mm-hmm. Like how many times he called her the C word
right.
at the casino. Mm. And I bet if it were me, I'd be saying worse shit to him.
How much ass grabbing? Let me rub your ass for luck. All right, press the button for luck.
Yeah, I mean, the hooting and hollering he must have been yeah. done.
I hear that.
You know what?
All justified.
I'm going with this. Yes.
That was quick.
Yep. You know what? I now hate both of them.
Yeah, and $50 slots. Who's this? Who is this guy? This guy does not have good intentions.
All right, Nick Turner's Twitter account. You want to follow it, and I'll tell you why, because he writes everything. Some things he shouldn't be writing, but he writes it and forgets about it. Then you could embarrass him with it. At Nick's Turner's with S's.
Yeah.
The website is nickturner.website.
To be clear.
Right. He was the very first when they invented websites.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the big news is he is opening for me on April 15th in the year of our Lord 2017.
That's this year?
That is this Saturday.
Okay. I got to check. Yeah. I got to check on some stuff because I have a Niagara trip planned. I can't remember. So this week or next week or something.
I had a fight scheduled.
Go to keithandthegirl.com/calendar to find out everything. keithandthegirl.com.